Hi, my name is Grant Edwards, and welcome to Liberty NZ. And today's the 20th, but yesterday was the 19th, and the 19th of January 2023. There's going to be an annual holiday with fireworks, because this is the day that we got rid of a globalist prime minister. But she threw the towel in, couldn't cope with it. Good. That's because we kept the pressure on. People like Shane Chafin, board certified pharmacist from Washington DC, I think he's back in the States now, but we were lucky enough to have someone like him here that gave the Prime Minister a good run for her money up in Kawakawa when they were trying to push the vaccines, and she was there with her spin doctors trying to push the vaccines on us. And other places as well, people like John Ansell, people like Dr. Alana Ratner, people at the New Zealand doctors for speaking out with science. Good on you, all of you, everyone that paid their part. Counterspin Media, Hannah and Calvin Alp, Brad Flutie, Damien Dement, all of you have done a supreme job at getting rid of another globalist controlled politician. And all that's left really is for us to identify and expose and educate people in New Zealand, but expose the globalists within, give them an ultimatum: you're either a globalist and you're following orders from a secretive shadow government somewhere in Europe or wherever, or you are listening to the people and you are proud of your nation state, and you want to make New Zealand a better place, a nation state, and proud of the nation of New Zealand. And you know, that's what we want. And so if you don't want to do that, if you say you're either a globalist or a New Zealander, if you're not going to be a New Zealander, you're a globalist, then you're out. We don't want you. Go. And we're going to vote you out and vote other people like you out. Jacinda, you've gone. Hopefully you'll never come back into politics again. And you can go and do your evil work at the United Nations or wherever. And we know that their aim is a future world government that controls every state in the world. And so really what we're seeing at the moment, what's going on with what's happened, is they've basically tried to poison us. And but it's a multi-pronged attack. The globalists are in the local body councils, and they're putting the Agenda 21 there, and Agenda 2030, those ones there. And Ardern has said that we are following the Agenda 2030 agenda. That's what she's following. But we won't tolerate it, and we're going to fight you every step of the way. We're going to wherever you are seen in public, we're going to lambast you, and we're not going to be kind. We're going to be good, as Shane Chafin would say. We're going to be good, because kindness without truth is just a lie, really. It's whoredom, isn't it? It's just absolute nonsense. You may as well be a prostitute, which is what you are, Jacinda Ardern. You're a prostitute for an international world government, and you were going to destroy your country. And I'm glad that you couldn't handle the pressure of being a living a wicked life, poisoning New Zealanders, maiming them and killing them with the toxic vaccine that you knew, because the great doctors from New Zealand, Doctors Speaking Out with Science, warned you right at the start, but you didn't. You and Ashley and Hipkins and all the others followed a secretive world government linked to the WHO, and you followed their orders. And you had deals with Pfizer, wicked deals, disgraceful really, and they want to cover it up. They don't want it coming out. And we will eventually, the truth always comes out eventually, and you'll go down in history as one of the worst prime ministers New Zealand has ever had, that you tried to destroy your country, that you are treasonous and a disgrace to all New Zealanders, and you should never have been allowed to get there, to get into that position of authority. And all the rest of you globalists, we're going to identify who you are. So you better be careful. We can do our homework. We've got lists of you, and we're going to expose you publicly. And you can only control the media, the mainstream media, for so long, because we're getting stronger. The people's media is getting stronger and stronger. And you'll try and suppress us. You'll try and make it so that we have to go behind a paywall. But we're going to fight you. And it's going to be a multi-pronged attack. It's not going to be just a whole bunch of people down at Parliament there, all standing there so you can send in your goons to bash people up, poke people's eyes, gouge their eyes and break old ladies' bones. That won't be like that. It'll be a multi-pronged attack of New Zealanders that are standing up to tyranny, standing up to a draconian laws that you have that people like you want to push on New Zealanders. We know this isn't the end of it. We know that climate change is an absolute farce. Climate change is actually a death cult. If you take the CO2, and they've got machines, we know this, they have machines, according to brighttheon.com. You can't even send that website, you can't send that URL by messenger because it's been banned. Why? Because they don't want you to know the truth. So brighttheon.com, and Mike Adams has a terrific mini documentary called Terraforming Operation, and in that video you'll see, and also there is a transcript of it as well, which you can get from me, Grant Edwards, at LibertyNZ at Yandex, YANDEX.com, and I can give you a link to my website where you can actually read the transcript of Mike. I've forgotten his last name. Anyway, Brighttheon TV, Mike Adams, that's it. Terraforming Operation. It's about 15 or 16 minutes long, but it gives you the insight as to what these globalists have planned for us. So they plan to use giant, and they've got them already, giant sequestration machines which suck the CO2 out of the atmosphere. So not only have they got a band of halfwits running around protesting about global warming, and or their stupid brainwashed indoctrinated politicians, and also even stupid people that are involved in organizations like Groundswell, who have actually played into the globalists' hands by actually admitting that there is a problem. There is not a problem. We need more CO2 in the atmosphere, because the more CO2 we have, it's a nutrient, a free nutrient that feeds the plants and feeds the trees. So the globalists with their sequestration machines will suck the CO2 out of the atmosphere, and they will put it, they will containerize it and hide it underground while our crops fail. And meanwhile, people like Bill Gates, the mega rich, the billionaires of the world, who are buying up farms all over the world as fast as can be. Gates already has farms in 19 states in the United States of America. 19. He has 270,000 acres of flat farmland all set for his terrarium type greenhouses. Now, they're not like just a normal greenhouse. These ones will be, some of them will be for feeding stock. They'll be growing food. So they'll be pumping, they'll be sealed off, and they'll be pumping, for the ones that are growing food for the animals and for us, they will be pumping CO2 into those. And if you ask any market gardener, CO2 is an absolute vital ingredient for them to enrich their plants, and they get speedy growth, can increase the growth by up to 10% or even more. And but they won't only be like that. There'll be other ones that are just for the farm animals that they'll be raising, because even though they want us eating bugs and nuts and whatever else that they want us to do, the last half a billion people left. This is their dream. It'll never happen because we'll stop them. But they want those animals will be kept in terrarium type an environment, a terrarium type. And they'll be pressurized. It'll be like a hyperbaric chamber that they'll be living in. And so those ones will be for the livestock, and they will increase the pressure of the atmosphere inside them, and they will actually increase the oxygen as well. So they will bring in an extra layer of oxygen and pressure, and that will the animals will grow quicker, and they'll spend many hours in those because then they'll go out into the air, but the air won't be as rich. So our farms will fail because our animals will be suffocating and our plants will be dying because of the sucking the CO2 out of the atmosphere and doing away with so-called fossil fuels. And of course, fossil fuel is an absolute nonsense. Fossil fuels, they don't take millions of years to get fossil fuels. It's just lubricating. It's just oil. Oil and coal is a natural resource that is being made all the time. It's to do with the heat and the depth and no oxygen at all. And so that's how we get, it's just vegetation, it's carbon, and that's what trees are, they're carbon. And so that's a nonsense. We had it made, but of course the enemy of civilization, they want to get rid of us. they want to kill off 7.5 billion of us, and they're going to do it through a multi-pronged attack. So it's global warming is the one that the people that are actually climate activists are actually death activists. They are cheering for the destruction, for the asphyxiation, for crops to fail, for animals to die, and for mankind to die. And so the filthy rich, when this is all happening, they'll have their hyperbaric homes. Their whole home will be hyperbaric, and they'll have their greenhouses. They'll be buying their food off the rich mega farmers like Bill Gates, and it'll cost a fortune. And the Bible says actually in the future that enough wheat to give a man a loaf of bread for the day would be a day's work. So a loaf of bread is going to cost a man's wage. And so that's that. You can see that happening, because if they have to have these terrarium type hyperbaric greenhouses, then it's going to be very expensive. And so the only people that will be able to afford to eat meat will be the mega rich, the billionaires of the world, the globalists themselves, who's basically, it's just like a revived Nazism. That's really what they are. And if you think about it, Klaus Schwab, if you go back and look at his father was a major contributor to the Nazi party. He was involved in up to his eyeballs in that. And young Klaus, you can guarantee that he is, just another Nazi, really. And in Nazism, they have their partners, which are business. They do partnerships with government and business, and that's exactly what Ardern was doing. People say she's a communist. Well, she's not really. She's a globalist. And the globalists, the thing is, they don't care. The ones that control these politicians, like Ardern, they're controlled. People like Castro Jr. and Macron and Dan Andrews and others, they are all basically just brainwashed, and they go to these seminars and they are educated. Also, they also have the propaganda arm, which tells us that what the truth is actually the opposite to what they're planning. Tells us that global warming is a bad thing, and we know that it's actually a good thing, because with more CO2, the plants do better, and we have more oxygen as a result, because plants produce oxygen. And but people that are in the propaganda arm, people like the Simon Power, who is the CEO of TVNZ. TVNZ and Radio New Zealand are just government propaganda arms, and so is Stuff. Most of them are. Some of them are waking up now, starting to realise that, hey, we're actually being, this is an overthrow of our government by a foreign power. That's what it is. It's a overthrow by a foreign power. And so they've infiltrated our government, infiltrated our bureaucracy, our local body electorates. And so you can see now, as Rosa Corey said, all of the plans are happening. They're making it difficult for people to live in the country. They'll actually start allowing roads to get even more potholed, and so that's all a part of the war on the West to deconstruct the great capitalist Western civilization, bring it to its knees and destroy it, and then they can bring in their wonderful global world order, and that they've been hoping and praying for and dreaming about and having parties about all over the world, these globalists, tens of decades. But they've never had the technology that they have today. So now they have the technology to be able to number every man, woman and child and control them. It's all about control. But it's really about annihilating us. They don't want us to be here. And people say, well, why would they do that? These people are earning money. Well, they don't need your money. They control, they just control everything. They have power. They control the land. They own everything. That's the aim. You won't be able to afford to live in a house soon. You'll be forced to sell it because the rates will be too high, and then you'll lose your house by mortgagee sale, and you'll be forced to live in a high-density, high-rise building in a major city where you'll walk to work or ride if you're lucky. You won't be driving around in your car or your electric car even. Only the filthy rich will have electric cars. And the wealthy farmers, the mega-rich farmers, they'll continue with diesel because they know that electric is a waste of time. They'll continue with diesel, we will pay a massive price. We won't be able to afford diesel, but they will get rebates from the world government, and they'll be able to operate because they're providing the food that feeds the elite. because we'll all be killed off. So that's the future for us. But there is a way that we can stop them, and that is to start now. And Ardern was identified as a globalist a long time ago, and there's a lot of them in our parliament, and there's a lot of them in the opposition as well. Luxon is a globalist, David Seymour is a globalist, and many of them are. They need to be ratted out, identified and exposed, and given an ultimatum. And I would say that they're so brainwashed that they'll never change, so they need to be voted out of office. And we need to put good people that love New Zealand, love the nation state, and aren't aligned to a secretive shadow government, wherever it is. We don't know what it is. We don't know whether the World Economic Forum is just a sort of like a subgroup, just like a university for the globalists, where they go and get trained on a United Nations. You know, the aim of the United Nations is to be a world government, but they don't have anyone powerful enough to lead it yet. But our Bible tells us the person that will lead that will be a man, and he will think that he is God himself, and he's going to rule the United Nations, and that's his plan. And that's why they have to destroy the nation state, because they're setting things up for this future world dictator that's been prophesied to come. And you know, you might laugh at the Bible, you might laugh at me, but when the Bible says something, it always comes true, always. And the Bible has a supernatural element in it. You can actually prove that the Bible is true, that what it says is comes to pass outside of the Bible itself. And if you want to, and one day I will do a do something on that. But the book to read is Sir Robert Anderson's book, The Coming Prince, and in that he outlines the Daniel 70-week prophecy, which is found in Daniel chapter 9. You can read that, but you could read that book, and that would give you an incredible insight. I believe God that has risen, raised up Sir Robert Anderson to do that back in the late 19th century. He was an assistant commissioner of Scotland Yard. He was head of the CID. And he knew who was telling the truth. He knew how to get to the bottom of things by looking at witnesses. And one of his favorite sayings is, "What is to be said? What is to be said for the other side?" And so that's why it's very important that we don't just go off half-cocked and say, "Oh, it's the Masons," or "Oh, it's the Catholic Church." You know, we've got to look at all sides of things and find out the truth of the matter, because That truth is important. And you know, the Bible says thy word is truth in John 17:17, so you can trust that book. And in it, us Christians that follow Bible eschatology, that follow prophecy, we aren't concerned at all, because we know that our man wins, our God wins. He beats the Antichrist, and all these people that now that are in government now, that it's like the devil has been unleashed upon the earth. And in a way I'm thankful that these people like Ardern and Castro Jr. and Macron and others have come out with these draconian laws and used a fake virus as and a misread PCR test and rat test to pretend that we actually have a virus that people can be that they're actually being sick by. It's nothing of the sort. If we didn't have the PCR testing, all we'd think of at the end of 2020 was that it was a particularly nasty flu season. And, you know, we normally lose 500 to 600 people in New Zealand a year. Our worst year was 1985, where I believe it was 1,600 people died of the flu. And really, we don't even know if it was the flu. I don't believe there's even a flu virus. Many doctors now don't believe in the germ theory. They believe in terrain. It's all about the terrain of the body, keeping it healthy, and drinking good clean water and good food, and looking after yourself and not filling it up with vaccines to make yourself sick. And so that's quite important. So people like Dr. Sam Bailey, you can go to her website. She's on YouTube, but really it's Odyssey where you'll find her, because nothing on YouTube is going to be really revealing any truth. They're usually, hers are just teasers that send you off to Odyssey. So that's what I would do. So, so there we go. So main job for all of us now is to keep the pressure on. We want more politicians, globalist politicians like Ardern, to throw in the towel. And to do that, we have to keep the pressure on. And we're not going to tolerate your globalist agenda trying to turn us into a neo-feudal slaves. We're not going to have a bar of it. And so you're out. So if you're a globalist, you're gone. We don't want you. We want nationalists. We want people that love New Zealand and put New Zealand first. So there we go. Grant Edwards signing off, and I hope you got something out of that. The main thing is identify the globalists, warn people about the globalism, about why it's so dangerous. It's a cult. It's a death cult. It's not. They're not there to help us. They're there to line the pockets of the filthy rich, and while they get rid of us, they don't love us at all. And they've got a lot of people that have, they've infiltrated the bureaucracy in New Zealand, the media, they've infiltrated the parliament, they've infiltrated almost every political party. So be very careful who you vote for. So don't think that by voting for just Christopher Luxon in this coming election that you're voting for someone that's going to do anything different to what Jacinda Ardern has been doing. Don't think you'll do that. Because, you know, I'm pretty sure that Luxon is a globalist, and I'm going to find out. We will flush them out, and we will identify them. And the fact that he's been so quiet over it, and all those national politicians that were so quiet over this vaccine rollout when they knew that people were being maimed and killed, and they continued on with it, and then they even took it down to five-year-olds, and I believe even lower than that. And you know, they're still jabbing people that are just so mass indoctrinated, people that are, what do you call it, hypnosis, a mass formation, Dr. Alana Ratner calls it. They just are so fearful of a virus, and they're still walking around with masks on now, and it's an absolute scandal because the whole germ theory is flawed, and there are many doctors that know, you know, that the germ theory is rubbish. It is the cellular theory, which was Beecham's cellular theory, and Louis Pasteur came along and plagiarized Beecham's work and created the germ theory. And the germ theory is what the pharmaceutical industries use to keep the populations and the farmers even in fear of that their animals are going to get sick, when in actual fact the animals are drinking, you know, polluted water, and, you know, eating, and their nutrition is not good enough, and they're being vaccinated to make them sick. And then they wonder why, like, we don't vaccinate our animals. Our neighbors vaccinate theirs, and their animals are always sick. So, you know, there it is. We vaccinated our firstborn, my daughter, and she was quite sick as a child. My son, he had no vaccinations, and he was very healthy. So, you know, he didn't come down with all the, you know, the glue ear and the snotty nose and the colds every year, those sorts of things. So, you know, I would stay well clear of the pharmaceutical industry. The Bible calls pharmakia is a Greek word, and it's translated into the English word, which is sorcery. And it is really, it's a disgraceful thing, because it could have been good, it could have been great, but it is all about the money. Follow the money, and they don't care whether you get better. They just want to create a patient for life. And so, you know, they'll give you some drug which will make you dependent upon that. It'll have side effects, and they'll give you another drug to take care of those side effects. Many elderly walk around with pill boxes because they're just walking pharmaceutical, just a walking pharmacy. And that is a crying shame. So they're living their life drugged to the eyeballs. And, you know, if you look at all the mass murders, they are psychiatric drugs they're on. The mass murderers in America, they're all on psychiatric drugs. And so when you have a bit of depression, someone dies, there's better ways of dealing with grief than going to see a psychiatrist who's going to give you Ritalin or whatever it else that you need to keep yourself level. They just create a future, a patient for life. And it is the most wicked, evil system, and that's why the Bible calls it sorcery. So stay away from the pharmaceutical industry. And you notice that there's a new law coming in now. They've pushed this new bill. It's on the cards now in Parliament. They want to 50% of New Zealanders use natural products, and they're going to start outlawing natural products. Things like Nux Vomica, which is which is used in homeopathy. Things like Belladonna, which is used. It's a major anti-inflammatory remedy that we use, but we use it in such minute doses, it's below Avogadro's number. So it's really just water as far as they're concerned, but they don't understand how homeopathy works. It's the actual, your body itself, your vital force itself heals itself, and the remedy helps it. It's almost spirit-like, but it's beautiful how it works. And we've seen it in our own family. We've seen it with our children. We threw out, my wife, she threw out all of the pharmaceutical drugs that we had in our cabinet, and we just used homeopathy, and our children did very, very well, very well. And there are also homeopaths out there that aren't really a classical homeopath, so watch out for those guys as well. All right, this is Grant Edwards signing off from Liberty NZ. Thanks very much. Bye.